For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, time to bring it in for the playoff edition of Jumping the Gun. It is brought to you by Patterson Square Garden. I'm Derek Gunn along with Brother Dan. Of course, last weekend was the first round of the playoffs. Brother Dan and I picked the games. And Brother Dan, how did we do last week?
We both tied last week. We both went 4-2.
What?
Yep. Let's see, we both got the Rams and the Seahawks game wrong. I would have never seen that coming. With the Rams beating the Seahawks in Seattle. And you picked the Steelers to beat the Browns, which I picked the Browns. And I picked the Titans to beat the Ravens, and you picked the Ravens. So outside of that, we got all of our other picks correct. We both picked the Bills, we both picked the Bucks, and we both picked the Saints.
I can't believe how Pittsburgh basically just handed Cleveland that game in the first quarter. They couldn't turn the ball over fast enough, and all of a sudden you look up and it's 28-0. I mean, I'm like shocked. Yeah. But I'm still thinking by halftime that Pittsburgh is going to come back and make a game of this, and they never did.
Yeah, that there was a lot of stuff. I mean, when I tuned in, it was already 7-0, and the game had just started. I was like, what happened? How did Cleveland score so fast? And then I watched the Avalanche from there on out scoring 28 straight to start the game. But Pittsburgh had, I mean, their offense has been having problems to end the year. I saw it coming. I mean, I picked the Browns, but I didn't think that they were going to go down. What was it? It was 35-10 at halftime. Like I didn't see that coming at all. But the Steelers, they have a lot of questions they need to answer going into next year. I mean, they don't even know if Ben's going to be the quarterback next year. So
right.
A lot of stuff is going to be going down in Pittsburgh this offseason.
See, the reason I went with the Steelers was because they met in the last game of the regular season. Cleveland needed that game to get in. Pittsburgh played a number of its starters. And the Browns struggled to win that game 24-22. So I'm thinking Mike Tomlin and the Steelers are just laying in the weed. They're going to blow them out in that first round of the playoffs. And oh my goodness, boy, was that role reversed in a hurry, you know? And then you look at the Ravens-Titans game. I knew the Ravens were going to have success running the football in Tennessee, but I didn't think the Ravens would be able to stop Derrick Henry, and they stopped him dead in his tracks.
Yeah. That was crazy to watch. Derrick Henry couldn't get anything going, to the point that Mike Vrabel didn't trust him to get him 2 yards on a 4th-and-2 in the fourth quarter in Baltimore's territory. I never thought I'd see that from Tennessee, especially from Mike Vrabel, who's been one of the more gutsy play callers in the NFL. I mean, he loves taking risks, and to see him just have no faith in their running game on Sunday, that was shocking to see. And I mean, if I'm being honest, I probably would have made the same call. I would have gone for it. I would have just thrown for it. But the fact that you have a 2,000-yard rusher and you don't trust them to get 2 yards when you need it, that's just not a good look for Tennessee. But hey, hats off to Baltimore. They played a great game. And they forced Tannehill to go out and win the game. And not having Corey Davis at the end really hurt them. And Lamar Jackson finally got his first playoff win. So
yeah,
he was unbelievable, the way they were running the ball.
Well, you look at that game between Tampa Bay and Washington, and sure enough, Washington's defense gave Tampa Bay some problems. So it's going to be interesting. You look at all the weapons that Tampa Bay has, and Tampa Bay didn't really blow out Washington. I mean, Washington was playing with a quarterback named Henke. I mean, the kid, he didn't even have an NFL name. And yet he was running all over the Buccaneers defense, and this Buccaneers defense is supposed to be pretty good. And this kid's throwing and running all over this defense.
Yeah, yeah, he showed up. I mean, Taylor Heinicke was—he kind of reminded me of what Case Keenum did for Minnesota a few years ago, where I personally, a lot of people are saying he's making a lot of money right now on Saturday night when they were playing, and I think it's gonna be there's gonna be a team that's gonna pay him to potentially start on their team. And I think it's going to be a mistake because I think he got it a little caught up in all the adrenaline of a playoff game against Tom Brady. You guys, Washington shouldn't really, a lot of people think they shouldn't be in that situation. So you're playing with house money. And I think he got swept up in all of that and played a great game. But at the end, I had a feeling the Bucs were going to win the whole time. I never thought Washington was really going to pull that off.
All right, so that's behind us now. Now we look ahead, 8 teams remaining in the NFL playoffs. And all right, let's start with the games on Saturday.
All right, first we got the Rams at the Packers. The Packers getting 6.5 points in Lambeau.
Wow, what a way to kick off this weekend. You have the number one defense in the league against the number one scoring offense in the league at historic Lambeau Field. There's a possibility of snow. It's going to be cold. It's the perfect football scenario. And it's going to be interesting to see. You know, the Rams defense had 53 sacks. They have two players that had double digits in sacks, and Aaron Donald and, of course, Leonard Floyd. Donald had 13.5, Floyd 10.5. Can they get to Aaron Rodgers? Because Aaron Rodgers has only been sacked 20 times this season. And he's had 11 different players catching touchdown passes. So Aaron Rodgers is not going to stand back and hold the ball too long and let Aaron Donald and these guys tee off on him. For the Rams, can they get the running game going? You know, can Cam Akers supply the running game for him? Because Darrell Henderson is still on IR with an ankle injury. So, and then you've got Cooper Kupp, who's questionable with the knee injury. So, you know, the Rams could be. And then Jared Goff, he's got the thumb issue. His thumb's not 100% yet. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens up at Lambeau Field. But I'm going to go with the points here, and I'm going to go with the home team, Green Bay. There's a reason Green Bay finished 13-3 this year. I'm not about to bet against them at home. If they were playing in Los Angeles, I might be tempted to go with the Rams in that environment, but because it's at Lambeau Field, cold, frigid, nasty weather, Packers backyard, I'm taking the Packers and the points in this one.
Yeah, I'm also taking the Packers with the points. This is going to be interesting, though. What I'm personally most looking forward to is just watching Jalen Ramsey and Davante Adams go at it every down. That's going to be the matchup to watch, I think. And it's going to be interesting seeing Rodgers have to rely on receivers not named Davante Adams to make plays, because I mean Jalen Ramsey will get his against Davante Adams. I mean, Davante Adams is definitely is hard to contain. He's gonna get his numbers, but it's like Davante Adams is playing against the cornerback version of himself. He's a big physical corner in Jalen Ramsey that can run with him. He's just almost as quick as Davante Adams. It's going to be fun to watch, and it's going to be interesting to see the other Packers have to shoulder some of the load that Davante Adams normally has to carry. But I know Aaron Rodgers is happy that Aaron Donald's probably not going to be 100% this game, because when you have a cornerback like that out there against Davante Adams, you're going to need a little bit more time to get the ball out. And Aaron Donald will not be breathing you down your neck as quickly as he probably would be if he was at 100%. So
I think the Packers caught a break there. Yeah, Go ahead. Here's the thing. A lot of people think you're going to see this 60-minute matchup between Jalen Ramsey and Davante Adams, but people forget Green Bay likes to line up Davante Adams in a slot a lot. So you may not see Jalen Ramsey on him that much, which is advantage Green Bay if that is the case.
That is true.
You're right. Green Bay is going to have to rely on some other pass catchers. And as we've seen, especially in the past month, the tight ends have really come into play for Green Bay. I mean, Robert Tonyan has emerged as an incredible tight end. And Aaron is throwing to any and everybody who's possibly open. Aaron Jones is going to get his touches out of the backfield. Can Green Bay run against that run defense? I mean, they're going to need some balance in this game. If they can't run against this defense, it could be a long day for Aaron Rodgers. But I think because Aaron, with his snap count and his cadence, is so inconsistent, it's going to keep the Rams on the heels just a little bit. And I think Green Bay can do enough damage to escape with a win at home.
Yeah, I agree. I think in the end, the Packers will win this game. I'm just looking forward to whenever we do get to see Jalen Ramsey against Davante Adams. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
All right. Next, we have the Ravens at the Bills. The Bills getting 2.5 points in Buffalo.
That's an interesting point spread because, as I said last week, to me, Baltimore is that team nobody wants to play right now. So I build Buffalo as the team that could upset the apple cart in the AFC. I believe if they had to face Kansas City in the AFC Championship game, they might shock the world and pull off an upset against Kansas City. But Baltimore right now, the way they're running the football, I don't know if anybody wants to play them right now. I mean, they ran for 236 yards against Tennessee. They finished the regular season running for 191 yards a game. And now you got to go into Buffalo and face that defense. You know Baltimore's going to run the ball. They're going to dare you to stop it. You look at Buffalo's offense, and it's an unpredictable offense. It's a very creative offense. It's a gadget play offense. Josh Allen has played phenomenal this year. Man, what a tough game to pick. My heart says don't bet against Baltimore right now, but my head says with Buffalo being at home, there's a 40% chance of snow. Lamar Jackson said he has never played in snow before. So right now it's a 40% chance of snow, which means it probably won't snow. But I'm gonna go with Buffalo. I'm going to take Buffalo at home.
You're going with Buffalo? I'm also going with Buffalo. I thought we were going to disagree there. Their offense is just too much. They were putting up points in a snap against the Colts defense. I mean, they're just on an insane roll right now. Josh Allen has been throwing the ball around. He has a cannon. I really like their – I mean, everybody likes Stephon Diggs. He's shown that he is one of the top five wide receivers in the NFL this year. But I really like the rookie they drafted, Gabriel Davis. He's been playing really well. And then you have Cole Beasley in the slot. I really like what I've been seeing from Baltimore. I'm probably most looking forward to this game this weekend. This is going to be a lot of fun. And it being in Buffalo, I personally hope it doesn't snow because I just feel like you don't really get the full offensive product when it does snow because it makes it that much harder to catch the ball. And especially with an offense like the Bills, the Bills throw the ball all over the place. So I'm going to go with the Bills here. It's going to be fun to watch, though.
The Ravens have a good defense. It's going to be interesting to see how they try to blanket Stephon Diggs, who had a big game last week as well.
Yeah, I mean, you have a similar situation with Marlon Humphrey, who could be following around Stephon Diggs. Another great matchup between a great receiver and a great cornerback. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that. Next, we have the Browns at the Chiefs on Sunday. The Chiefs are getting 10 points in Kansas City.
Wow. The Browns at the Chiefs. Now, everybody's already saying the Browns don't have a prayer of winning in Kansas City. Odell Beckham Jr., who has been out since week 7 with an ACL injury, basically has said, don't be surprised when we win on Sunday. I'm just saying. I look at this Cleveland team. This team has a lot of swag about it. Their quarterback, Baker Mayfield, is fearless. He's been slinging the ball extremely well lately. They have the best 1-2 running tandem in the game in Hunt and Chubb. You know, they're going to try to keep it on the ground and keep Kansas City's offense off the field. Wow. Patrick Mahomes, you know, they're well rested. They could come out rusty because of that. Cleveland's playing with that proverbial chip on their shoulder. It's like us against the world mentality. It's the same kind of mentality the Eagles had in 2017 when they ran the table and won the Super Bowl. And so that's a dangerous opponent to play. I think Cleveland is going to give them a much better game than a 10-point spread indicates, but I'm not betting against Andy Reid and the defending champs right now.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm not betting on the Browns here. I'm taking the Chiefs. This is a different animal. I mean, the Chiefs' offense is not the Steelers' offense by any means. I mean, they are not going to just dink and dunk you down the field. They're going to beat you with big plays. But they can also run the ball. Having a running back like Le'Veon Bell, I mean, it's funny that the Steelers couldn't run the ball last week after not re-signing Le'Veon Bell a few years ago, and now you have the Chiefs who have Le'Veon Bell. And I think just having that luxury of having a running back like that after Clyde Edwards-Helaire went down a few weeks ago. I'm going with the Chiefs here. The Browns are a great story, but I just feel like it was too much of an emotional win last week. I feel like they got the win that they needed to get. And I just don't think it's going to be enough this week in Kansas City. I don't see anybody beating the Chiefs in Kansas City. So I'm going to go with them here as well. Even though the Browns, Kevin Stefanski is going to be back this week. I believe Joel Bitonio is going to be back this week also. So finally they get some familiar faces on that offensive line. They were talking about that all Sunday night, how some of the linemen that had to come in weren't even on the team in week 17.
Right.
So it's been a whirlwind for them on the offensive line, but they need to be locked down on offensive line with the Chiefs. I mean, Chris Jones is a lot to handle. And he could wreck that running game if they're not careful. So, I'm going to go with the Chiefs here.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, the Browns, their pass rush couldn't get to Ben Roethlisberger once. They had no sacks against Big Ben. So now you've got to chase around Patrick Mahomes, who plays better on the move than he does standing still in Kansas City. I don't care if they have 200 fans there, still in Kansas City. So I'm gonna take the Chiefs and the points also.
Yep. All right. Lastly, we have the Bucks at the Saints. The Saints are getting 3 points in New Orleans.
Man, you talk about two guys, Tom Brady and Drew Brees, who are both first ballot Hall of Famers. Combined, they have 85 years on this earth. I think both of them crossed the Red Sea back in the day. you know. When most players are retiring and enjoying life after football, these guys are still going strong at 40-plus years of age. First time ever, two quarterbacks, 40 and over, will meet in a playoff game, which is incredible in itself. They both have weapons. I like Tampa Bay's weapons a little bit more than I like the Saints overall, but I like the Saints offense. That Saints offense is a machine. Somebody's always open in that offense. Drew Brees has had a phenomenal year, as Brady has, but Brady basically is still learning the players around him. Even though they went 11-5, he's still learning the players around him. He's still trying to get comfortable in that offense. You know, look how long Drew Brees has been running his offense. You know, we don't know if Ronald Jones is going to play in this game for Tampa. But we do know Alvin Kamara will be on the field for New Orleans. So based on overall personnel availability and productivity, I'm going to take the Saints at home in this game. I believe they'll make it a clean sweep three times in a row over Tampa.
All right. We have our first disagreement. I'm going to go with the Bucks.
Whoa!
I'm going to go with the Bucks this week. I mean, there's a caveat here. Mike Evans has to keep his head in the game on Sunday. He's been the problem every time the Saints and the Bucks play. Marshawn Lattimore just knows how to get under his skin, and because of that, he tends to check himself out of games. The Bucks are going to need a big game from Mike Evans this week, so he's got to make sure he keeps his cool, and just he stays engaged, because he's way too important to them and to that offense, especially with the potential of Ronald Jones being out. They're going to need to throw the ball a lot. But I just have a weird feeling. It's hard to beat a team three times in 1 year.
Yes, it is.
Especially a team as good as the Bucks. I don't have a lot of reasoning for this. I just have a weird feeling that the Bucks are going to win. This was the toughest one to call, definitely, for the this week for me. So I'm going to go with the Bucks. I'm going with my gut.
I got a feeling I'll be 4-0. You'll be 3-1 when it's all said and done. I just think that you look at what has happened to the Saints in the past 3 years and how they lost games when people thought they should have won games in the playoffs. And Drew Brees, you don't know how much longer he's going to play this game. I'm sure, like, you know, Brady has 6 rings. Brees has 1. Brees would love to ride off into the sunset on a high note, winning that final ring. They finally got Michael Thomas back. He's healthy. He finally caught a touchdown pass for the first time this season last week. And playing in that dome, even though the dome is empty, I just think there's something to be said for how New Orleans defense matches up with Tampa's personnel. You look at the last time they met, and New Orleans smoked them 38-3. So that tells me a lot of what I need to know about how New Orleans can prepare for this divisional opponent. So I'm pretty confident that I'm picking the winner in this game.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too great about this, but hey, I'm rolling with the Bucks. Why not? Let's get some disagreement in there.
All right, so that'll wrap up week number 2 of the NFL playoffs. The only game Brother Dan and I differ on is the Tampa Bay New Orleans game. He likes the Buccaneers to go in there and pull off the upset. Doesn't believe the Saints can make it a 3-sweep this season. I think Drew Brees and that offense, plus their defensive personnel, are just poised and laying in the woods waiting for Tampa Bay to come in there. And I just got a feeling that it may not even be as close as a lot of people hope it might be.
Wow, you think it's going to be a comfortable margin?
I don't want to use the word blowout, but I think the Saints might win this one by double digits.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. It's purely a gut feeling. That there's no reasoning behind this. That this isn't one of my I'm not feeling very confident about this, but something about the Bucks that I think they can pull this off. I think we're gonna see Tom Brady against Aaron Rodgers in the NFC Championship game.
All right. Well, I can't wait to talk about these games next week, and of course, moving on to the Final Four for the 2020 NFL season playoffs. So until next week, for Brother Dan, I'm Derek Gunn. This has been Jumping the Gun, brought to you by Patterson Square Garden. Enjoy your football weekend, everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.